Fourth lesson, a word about contractions.
Contractions are not a gymnastic exercise. They're what we call the shortening of the auxiliaries to be and to have.
They're almost always used when we're speaking, but it's considered incorrect to write them. Or rather, it wasn't considered correct. But language evolves, and today we find more and more contractions in written English.
However, as a general rule, don't use them unless you're writing an informal letter.
We've said that the auxiliary is normally contracted in the spoken language. So when such words as do, are, and will are used in full, it is often because we wish to emphasize a particular point.
I do smoke, but I'm trying to give up. Or,
I have been to the States, but it was so long ago that I can hardly remember a thing. Listen to the stress on these words.
May I use your phone?
Please do.
You're Roger's elder brother, aren't you?
Indeed I am.
Will you call me when you arrive?
Of course I will.
The report is in German. You do speak German, don't you?
You didn't learn those irregular verbs.
I did. I've just forgotten them, that's all.
You've been on the phone for the last half hour.
I have not.
You see, there is no need to reply using a complete sentence. Simply use the auxiliary in the correct form and with the correct stress.
A man convicted of embezzlement was asked by the judge whether he had anything to say before being sentenced.
Yes, I do, shouted the man. As God is my judge, I'm not guilty.
You're wrong, replied the magistrate. He isn't. I am. You are. 2 years.
How about that for economical use of the language?
Exercises.
Don't come back to the office unless you've got the contract.
Don't worry, I won't.
You haven't sent off the check for the electricity, have you?
I have.
Mr. Gilbert says you'll work overtime on Friday evening.
I will not.
You don't smoke, do you?
You don't smoke, do you?
You're not the famous Marvin Handout, are you?
Indeed I am.